I think it's a travesty in democracy. You know, they came in determined to do this. They wanted to do it. People still don't really know what they did. They voted to raise taxes and take away accountability to the voters. You know.
Did the aspect of this as tax increase, as tax relief, I hadn't heard that particular angle before.
They've been trying to use the property tax relief spin for a while, but as you saw with Commissioner Sivaraja, they won't commit to it. You know, they say it's for property tax relief. No, well, if you go through some of the, there was a story in one of the ABC newspapers up here recently where it said, well, they're going to use the money they used to take off for property taxes and put that towards, you know, something else instead now. So that we're not going to see any lower taxes, and they admitted it today.
Now, you had posted a couple of things on True North, I think, to get people out here. Was the size of the audience, which looked like a couple dozen, was that indicative of anything? Would that be a good turnout for whatever this is, Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday morning?
You know, this is my first time coming to a county board meeting. I took the morning off of work to be here and posted on it. You know, it's a pretty bad turnout. I was surprised not to see a line of contractors' trucks, you know, and protesters and all that kind of stuff coming in, because that's what I've heard they've been doing at some of the bigger counties. But I think people knew they weren't going to be able to say anything, and they said, why bother?
And so what's the lay of the land in your neck of the woods, and not just Republicans, but Democrats? I mean, I hear each side saying stuff, but what are you hearing overall?
I'm hearing a lot of people upset at this kind of stuff. I think the 2006 elections, a lot of the Republicans and conservatives who stayed home or were upset and didn't help elect people are now starting to feel the pain of that decision, where we're outnumbered on pretty much everywhere. Look at the legislature where all this stuff happens. The Republicans can barely slow things down, let alone offer a real conservative alternative. So I think people, I mean, that's why we saw the huge turnout for ourselves at caucus. You know, we had 1,000 people in my Senate district, which is Blaine, Spring Lake Park, Moundsview, and Fridley. People are coming out of the woodwork saying, okay, it's time to get involved and put the brakes on this kind of stuff. When you see your county board, one of them admit that he wants it to make Anoka County so no one has to own a car, that's kind of scary. You know, I mean, they're putting us these rail lines in everywhere, and they expect that to solve everything. And that's the only transit people are going to take. They've taken off the books adding roads or adding lanes anywhere. I mean, people are starting to wake up and realize, I can't live with a train. It doesn't work for me. Yeah, it'd be great to be able to drive over to University Avenue and take the North Star down to the Twins game and come home. That ain't going to get them to and from work. It's not going to get the kids to daycare, to the soccer game. People are starting to wake up.
Good move, Andy.